Hello, everyone. Capler started it without telling me. So here we are. Hi, I'm back. This is Kelly.
And this is Capler.
We are, you know, just living our lives. You guys know the drill. Capler has been the bestest co-host in the whole world because she got us recordings out while I was gone, while I was MIA, while I was out of the country, out of the office. So everyone give her a warm a round of applause. Well, welcome. Warm welcome. And round of applause. Kate, give an update of what you've been doing. What's happening? What's the new things going on in your life?
Quick life updates. The last 3 weeks have been kind of crazy. Oh my God, you really have been gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think I've talked to you in a month.
Honestly. Life is good. Family has come for the 4th of... Well, let's start before the 4th of July because... So for the last month, it's been just a lot of family time, honestly. So I flew down to California right after you and I wrapped up our last conversation about a month ago. I had my grandmother's funeral, which was terrible and good at the same time. It was nice to acknowledge and see people that I hadn't seen in a really long time, remember her. And then got in the car with my mom, drove up the Humboldt Coast. Have you done that drive before, going up the one all the way past Arcata, Eureka? Remember when we went to Ukiah? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I don't think I've done the full drive. I've done out to the coast and then up Big Sur and then down the coast from there. But I don't think I've done the full thing.
Yeah, that's definitely northern country, California. It was good, but she drove maybe 55 miles an hour for 300 miles over a day and a half. I wanted to kill this woman. And I'm just trying to be supportive and sweet and not try to so murder funny. And whatever. So, yeah, that's what happened. But I had a good time with my mom, to say the least. I don't know. And then I came back home. We had 4th of July weekend. So my nice. Mom, my sister, my brother, and my dad were here. We went to Haley's for fireworks. We had they bought a box of fireworks so that their 4-year-old, and we all did sparklers and stuff. And it was really fun.
Cute. Nice.
I did my race. Did I talk to you about my race?
Oh my God, no.
I feel the one I didn't get a chance to chat about it.
Yeah. Tell us about it. How did it go?
I had so many mosquito bites. Literally 30,000 mosquito bites just all on my ass.
Oh no. That's horrible. Yeah.
I got bit everywhere. No, but the race itself was fabulous. Everyone there was wonderful. Good. I started running my first leg and then my feet got a little numb and I was like, shoot, I probably had the wrong shoes. So I switched into my other road shoes, if you will, or whatever, my Asics. And then I did great. I had a 6.3 mile that I did pretty well. And yeah, I have more work to be done for sure because I'm definitely still getting ready for Hood to Coast. And it's 8 weeks or something, even scarier than that.
No, yeah, it has to be less than that because it's in August, isn't it? August is 2 weeks away now, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. It's in a month.
Can you even believe
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not talk about it. So that was great.
Okay.
What about your updates? I want to hear some of the craziness that's been going up with you.
Yeah, since we talked last, let's see, I went to the Sawtooths, and I went to the music festival, Sawtooth Family Gathering. It was so fun. The weather was god-awful. It snowed on us. It rained on us. It was freezing fucking cold. And then, right after that, I got back, and I got in an airplane, and I went straight to Italy, where Europe was having a heat wave, and it was 90 degrees and 85% humidity, and I was just dripping out of every pore. And I'm not a sweater. We all know this. I don't sweat. So it was icky. And they don't really have AC. Thankfully, our hotel had AC, but not very many restaurants or obviously walking around and stuff. None of the museums had AC. It was gnarly. But also we were in Venice, so like it was very hot, or like, you know, it's like humid because of the ocean and whatever. And then on our last night there, actually this like huge storm rolled, actually every night kind of we had a thunderstorm, which was kind of wild. But yeah, every night the storm would like roll in, it would be super humid, the storm would roll in, and then it would get like some relief, and then the nights were just so lovely, just like walking around was so nice, there was way less tourists. And yeah, it's just like a much better temperature, obviously. Venice was awesome. It was so cute. I actually liked it so much more than I thought that I would. And I just thought it was like a weird boat city, I guess. But yeah, it was really cool. And then right after that, we took a train to the Dolomites, and that's where we started our hike. So we did the full Altavia 1. That I feel like needs to be a whole episode in itself, and Sam and I can maybe do a podcast on that one day because it's a lot. Just like the day-to-day, like the food situation, the like sleeping situation, the hiking situation, the weather situation, like it was all just like such a crazy experience, but really cool. So we did that for 8 days and then got out hiking, and we took a bus to another bus to another train to our hotel back to Venice, where we left our bags. We just brought like the bare minimum to the hike, so we didn't have to carry that much, obviously, because we were carrying everything on our backs. And we wore the same thing for like 6 days straight, which was awesome. I love that for us, especially when it's super humid and you're sweating. Mm. Disgusting. yeah, it was gnarly. I like low-key do not like that. I was being very sarcastic. we did laundry like 2 times throughout. Like some of the refugios had laundry services, and then we had like an outfit for like the refugios as well, like when we got there and showered, so we weren't like totally disgusting. But yeah, and then so then we took a bus to Venice, got our bags, where like we had actually like other clothes, cute clothes, things like that. And then we took another train straight to Florence that night, just because we wanted to do all of our travel in one day and not waste like another day of traveling. And so we got there kind of late, but it was worth it in the end. But we hiked out that morning, and hiked like 7 miles, and then we got on a bus and a train and a train, and then got to Florence. So it was kind of an epic day. I don't think I caught up on sleep like the entire time I was gone, because, you know, first the jet lag when we were in Venice, we had a really hard time adjusting. And then in the Dolomites, like we're sleeping in dorms majority of the time, and so just, you know, people don't know how to be quiet. And then yeah, then we like get to Florence, and yeah, we actually like got to sleep for the rest of our trip. So I'm still adjusting. Like I am a pooped girly. Like I am tired. But yeah, so we did Florence for 3 days. Then we took a train to Rome, mm-hmm. did Rome for 3 days, and then I flew back, and I paid extra money for like an 18-hour flight to come home, just like super quick, you know, like quick layovers and everything. And then 2 of my flights got delayed, and so I ended up traveling for 27 hours, and oh, it pissed God. Me off to no end. I was just so tired and so grumpy by that point. And then also, you know, the time change, like, so I was coming back in time, which was lovely. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get home at like normal time. Like I was going to get home at like 7 p.m. On Friday, and I left at 10 a.m. on Friday. So that's kind of confusing, but whatever, you know, the time change. And, but then I didn't end up getting home until like 1 a.m. on Friday. So I guess technically Saturday morning. And then I had a wedding to go to on Saturday night. So I slept in and slept all day, it was really nice. But yeah, so then I went to a wedding, and it was so fun. But I was not tip top shape, obviously. Yeah, and then Sunday I just chilled. So I'm still adjusting. I got back. I know we talked about this before too, but I had to go back to the office before I left for Italy. So I had to report to the office for 3 days before I left for Italy. And then during that time, I had met another girl who worked for the National Park Service, and she was placed in the Prineville office as well. And she knew of another office in Bend that was going to be shut down, but then they got to renew their contract because they had, like, a certain situation happen. Anyways, I'm not going to, like, belabor it, but so they ended up getting to keep their office in Bend. So we, and they work for the DOI, so we're able to work out of that office. So, like, before I left, I was, like, in the process of, like, getting all my stuff changed over and to the new office, or just, like, getting approval to move that. And I wasn't sure, like, what it would actually look like when I got back, or where I was going to go, or what was going to happen, if they would even allow me to. And so I was kind of anxious about that, but got back on Saturday, was able to check my work email and then find that everything was, like, processed while I was gone. So that was really lovely. I was so happy that that happened and that they approved it and everything. And then I just had to go to Prineville on Monday to pick up all of my, like, office stuff that I left there, because I had no idea what was happening, you know? And so, yeah, now yesterday was my official day reporting to the Bend office. So I have a 3-minute commute compared to a 2-hour commute. So that's incredible. That's, like, game changer, just in terms of so many things. Like, I was able to go to the gym after work today and just, like, you know, just I don't have to waste my life and gas and car and everything else, like, commuting super far. Like, that's just absurd. So I'm just so happy, grateful, thankful that I feel very refreshed from the vacation in terms of, like, social life and whatever. I feel very, this is the first time that I feel very zen. Like, I'm a zen girly, besides the fact of just being, like, a little run down, but that's, like, my normal operating system, so you know how that is. But yeah, I just feel very, like, at ease, and work is good, work is fine, vacation I just feel, like, so much better. Yeah, everything just feels, like, very pro right now, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's my update. All is good on this end.
I love a pro. God. Can we lean into this, like, Zen era? Because I have been feeling a lot less stressful since 4th of July. Like, my family left 6th or whatever, and it's been very quiet in my house. I have been studying a lot and just absorbing and leaning into the fact that I don't have to go to the office every day. I don't have to be, like, mega stressed. I could just, like, thrive. I forgot what that felt like. You know what I mean?
Yes. You deserve it, Kaif. That's amazing. I'm so glad. You've been needing that for, like, 7 years.
Thanks.
If not longer.
Yeah, it feels good to not want to, like, kill myself. Yeah, seriously. Anyway, what else?
This weekend, Kavler and I are going to be together. We're hoping that we can record when we're together at some point, because Kaif is coming over the mountain and we're going on Lake Billy Chinook. So it is finally time. I cannot believe, actually, that Billy it's Chinook. Here. But yeah, it's freaking party barge time, y'all. And this is going to be
Should we tell the listener about the theme? Or should we, like, bury the lead until we have updates and pictures?
Let's see. I mean, I'm really curious to see how people will show up. Kat was just texting me, and she's like, are you and your friend, oh, man, I don't know. I don't want to say his name. Are you guys dressing up? And I was like, well, I am. And she's like, well, tell him it's lame if he doesn't dress up. And I'm like, he's not really a dresser upper, but maybe I'm just saying that. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out.
It's so, totally lame if he doesn't dress up. He has
okay,
to.
Okay. I'll tell him tonight.
I don't know if that's, like, a dude thing, but I hope he dresses up. I think it'll be super fun if he brings his stuff and participates.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see everybody again. This is, like, the end of the summer squish reunion theme party.
Yeah, it is going to be really fun. I'm just, like, need to get there. You know what I mean? I am just, like, running on fumes at the moment, and I have been for a minute now. So I am just really looking forward to after. And, I mean, obviously I'm looking forward to the party barge. I'm just looking forward to, like, getting to the weekend for sure and you getting here. And then also I forgot to tell you, there is Munchin music on Thursday when you get in. So I need to have all party barge stuff planned before you get here, because Munchin music is super fun. There's a really good band playing at Munchin music. They're called Dirtwire. And so that's kind of like the pre-squish.
Oh, fun! fun
party. And so everyone's going to go to that on Thursday night because we usually just always all go to Dirtwire together. So it'll be really fun to do, just see everybody on Thursday night. And then we'll try not to party too hard because we have to wake up bright and early for Friday morning to get to the lake by 9 a.m. So we'll not talk about the theme at the moment. We'll just post some pictures and stuff of the whole crew. Hopefully we can get like a group photo and stuff.
A little teaser for folks.
Everybody dressed up. Yeah. And then it's just going to be a lot of sun. The weather looks amazing. It doesn't look like it's going to be smoky. Like, fingers crossed, like all that stays good and golden. And it's not going to be too, too hot, but like in the 90s, which is like perfect because the water still won't be that cold or that hot, because sometimes Lake Billy Chinook gets a little algae-y if it's too hot. So we're just going to be cruising. We're going to be boat babes for Friday, which is very exciting. And it's just like my favorite day of the entire year. So here we go. You know what I mean? And I'm really excited that you get to come this year.
Totally. I know. I'm so jazzed.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to try and record when we're together. Then I'm actually running off and going camping for the rest of the weekend for another friend's birthday. And so, yeah, we're kind of just like on the move, on the groove. What are your plans for the rest of the month or like going into August, Kaif?
Yeah, I only have a few weeks left, and then I've got to wrap up everything that we're doing here, the bathroom, the backyard, the upstairs, all that stuff. And then we're driving back to California for a week. I'm doing like a bunch of family stuff, and then we're going to Solvang for a reason I will talk about later. And then we drive back up to Portland. So,
cool.
And then by the end of August, I think I should be ready to take my test if I can figure out how to study and make sure that I prioritize that. But yeah. Oh, the Hood to Coast is also at the end of August.
Yeah, you do have a busy August. I just have one thing on the books at the moment, and that is Lindsay's bachelorette party. And so I'm hoping to prioritize sleep and hanging and chilling and maybe yard work like you, which is awesome. But also I like low-key would love to see you do Hood to Coast. Like, that would be so cool. So
yay. Yeah, come stay with me. And now that we have like two guest rooms, we got it all figured out. It's all nice and cozy. Come see my house. We made a lots of stuff.
Yeah. Also, I haven't been to Portland in the summertime. I heard it's like pretty magical. So we'll have to see what that's all about.
It's pretty, pretty outside.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's been like 92 and 88.
Was it rainy yesterday? Because really nice. It kind of low-key rained here on like Sunday night, Monday morning.
Yeah, we had a summer storm for sure.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful lately. But I'm excited, kind of like, you know, living and feeling that summer vibe, because we spent so much time outside doing the yard work. We spent so much time like out, you know, running and hiking. I feel like I've been trying to soak up as much of the sunshine as I can, because I know during the fall and the winter, I'm going to want to cry again.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
PNW girl problem.
No, I'm already dreading winter time. Yeah. Don't even get me started. What's crazy is too, obviously I was gone for a lot of the month of like July, basically for Italy and everything. But, yeah, like, my utilities are just so much cheaper in the summertime. Like, it's insane. Like, all of them. Like, yeah, it's just, I'm not looking forward to the winter in that regard. And, yeah, there's just a lot of changes. Lots of changes. But I do feel like all good things. And I feel like the most, like,
wow,
at peace with life right now. Like, work is whatever. I have cried enough about that. I'm trying to just be grateful that I get to work in Bend and I don't have to commute, and everything just feels like very chill right now. I feel just like very at ease with life, and that is how it should be. But also, that's just like summertime Kelly, so I'm afraid that when winter comes,
I feel
like again,
the last 2 years have been ups and downs and all kinds of shenanigans.
Yeah,
we're ready to lean into that mellow late 30s. I'm not gonna fight it.
Okay, I am not late 30s at the moment. Thank you very much. I will not take that on. I am not prepared for that.
Prepare myself for 36. It's happening in like 5 months. And so my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. When did that happen? Holy shit. I can't even believe it. Also, guys, the reason why we've been kind of just like a little more MIA is because my computer sucks.
I know, my God.
And I am hoping to get a new computer soon just so we can make recording easier, because it really like deters Kaif and I. Well, I will speak for myself. I won't speak for Kaif, but it deters me from wanting to record because it's just so frustrating. And then it's really frustrating to edit and everything, this, that, and the other. I just have to recover from Italy a little bit before I buy a new computer. So, TBD, but more to come on that. And so we'll have better recordings hopefully, and it'll be easier to like get guests on and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All the things. I think that's all that I had, though, Kaif.
All the things.
Sorry, I feel like I just had to, like, put a disclaimer out there.
That's all that I had. I didn't really have anything else, but it's just good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, and we're going to...
appreciate the disclaimer.
Get back on our... We're going to get back on our game.
I'm so excited to see you in person.
Woo! Yeah, me too. I can't wait for you just to, like, experience, like, Billy Chinook, because it's freaking cool. Like, I'm not going to... I don't know. I mean, I know it's a man-made lake and everything, but it's really cool. So there's lots of bald eagles. We're going to have some fun in the sun, lots of tanning, lots of floating. Ooh. And yeah, there's a slide.
We're going to go down. Yeah, if I could walk away with just an inkling of a tan, day success.
Hell yeah. I should get a tan on my tummy because everything else is brown on me except for my stomach. It's pretty embarrassing. So yeah. Anyways, we'll work on it. I'll bring the, like, that, like, #4 spray, you know, like, SPF 4, whatever, the, like, bronzing stuff that's, like, terrible. Probably gives you skin cancer. Yeah. Probably gives you skin cancer more than it's keeping it away, but whatever. It is what it is. Anywho, we love you all so much, and we're going to give you a full Italy update soon, and yeah. We will see you next time.
Two teasers in one episode. Look out.
No way. Okay.
Bye, everybody.
We love you.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love ya. Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.
See ya next week, bitches.